He sleeps out there, out where the coyotes wail. The reason he ain't at the bar with the boys makes quite a dismal tale.
He shouldn't have had an out and a swing on me. Yachtin' shouldn't have had a nursery. You don't get many callers sleeping on the lone prairie. But he shouldn't have had an oughtn't swing on me. All you boys remember Harry the Wrangler. I was set to marry a long man,
strong man.
When he yells, "I'm from Texas," and socks me in my solar plexus, well, having normal good reflexes, I knocked him on his can. He shouldn't have had an oughtn't have flapped my eye. I'm really a lovable, visible kind of guy. I wouldn't scare a rabbit, and I couldn't harm a flea. But he shouldn't have had an oughtn't have swung on me. This here job is mighty trying. Sometimes the room is fairly flying with highballs, eyeballs. One guy till somebody got him, tore up the joint from top to bottom. I think I was the one that shot him, as near as I recall. He shouldn't have had an oughtn't have swing on me.
No, no.
He massacred 8 or 9 men at the Lazy Bee. He then took on the sheriff and the sheriff's deputy. But he shouldn't have had an oughtn't have swung on me. If this story has a moral, it's when you're looking for a quarrel or showdown.
Showdown.
Slow down.
If by now you haven't mastered the gentle art of getting plastered, you're just a lowdown. You ain't mastered the motto of our town. You shouldn't have had an oughtn't have start no fight. Our burying ground is the most impressive sight.
The message on them tombstones is as simple as can be.
He shouldn't have had an oughtn't have swing on me. He shouldn't have.